Today's sermon is called Chicken Run. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let us pray. Our Lord God of our hearts, minds, spirits, and souls, God of our dreams and hopes and possibilities for justice, peace, compassion, and mercy, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Historically, faith has been something done in community and thought about as a community. But then came along several fundamentalist preachers who got us all worked up that unless we confess Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, it was game over. But it's also why we do communion here in Greenland, like we do. The bread being representative of our individual faith and the cup to remind us that we are indeed connected. However we divine the divine in our souls, right? I think it's important, though, that we don't get all too individual in our faith, that we should not minimize life together, however difficult that can be. Because although individually we cannot be Christ, together, we indeed and definitely are the body of Christ. Paul talks about this as the gifts of the Spirit related to the parts of the body, that together we can do what is simply impossible on an individual level when it comes to following God and following Jesus. When we come together, we call it church, don't we? We gather in a continuing tradition that outlives and outlasts any building. Even the Greenland Church, I don't think we remember this, right? But even the Greenland Church is older than our sanctuary here, built in 1753 and still standing. But even the Greenland Church is older than that. It's the people. And they carve out a new identity, address, reputation. But we get all the credit for things we did not say or do, whatever that means to each of us. The point is, I keep saying this, the church, the community, the presence, the God that exists here, it's bigger than all of us. It's bigger than any one member. And we have a community identity. But do we resemble Christ and the words and the teachings of God? Or are we taking on the characteristics of someone or something else? That's the anguish Jesus asks us to wrestle with. Even in Jerusalem, Jesus weeps for what is lost. The lost love of God scorned, the protection of the church rejected for money changers, and the hearts of stone rather than the hearts of flesh. Jesus has disciples. Herod has soldiers. Jesus serves. Herod rules. Jesus prays for his enemies. Herod kills his. Herod, that old fox, seems destined to dominate and kill the mother hen we read about in our scriptures, and probably the children, too. Hens are not roosters, mind you. They don't have size and these huge talons and a sharp beak with which to defend themselves. A hen can hide her chicks under her wings, but maybe all she can really offer is to fluff herself up, get between her chicks and the fox, and tire out the fox and hope the chicks live another day and the fox's belly is both tired and full from the day's events. There's more and more foxes running around in this world, and we in Greenland should very much pay attention to that. All this, I think, reminds me, it's reminiscent of a frontier Western, a good old Clint Eastwood movie that matches impossible odds with the reluctant drifter. You know which ones I'm talking about. You all seen these spaghetti Westerns that Clint Eastwood starred in, like High Plains Drifter, Two Mules for Sister Sarah, Unforgiven. If you haven't seen one of these, it's a good 2 hours of Saturday popcorn. But for those of you who are familiar with what I'm talking about, I'd like to turn your attention to my favorite Clint Eastwood Western, Pale Rider. Now, Clint is dressed in a clerical collar, frontier preacher, but with a past. We never quite know what that past is, but we do see the bullet holes left by it when he removes his shirt, as he always does in these flicks. Anyway, one day he rides into town after the foxes have had their way with the corrupt sheriff's permission to kill anyone who stood to get in the way. Clint takes it all in, as he tends to do in these movies, just watching. And then he goes to the bank, and he has a key to a safe deposit box there. And he comes out of the vaults with a couple of guns and a belt full of bullets. And I guess at this point we know his past now, don't we? He straps on the guns. And then he puts the clerical collar in the safe deposit box for safekeeping. And then Clint Eastwood does what Clint Eastwood does. He shoots up the place and kills all the foxes. We love it when the hero not only prevails, but the bad guys suffer too, don't we? That's a Clint Eastwood movie for you. But we're talking Jesus, right? Now, Jesus had scars on his body. He wanted to protect his chicks, but he was not willing to act like a fox in order to do it. And Jesus, unlike Clint, didn't fight fire with fire. Instead, when Herod came for him and his brood, Jesus fluffed himself up, put himself between Herod and the disciples, and, well, I guess we know what happened. But the disciples, they didn't get killed either. They lived for another day. And in typical mother hen fashion, the fox, satisfied with his kill, went home. And Jesus, well, it didn't become clear right away, but in time, the world saw what the mother hen of God provided for us all. She didn't run from the foxes, but also didn't become one of them. She loved her own, who were in the world to the end. She died a mother hen, but then she came back to them the days after the fox came. And when they were lost, made sure that they go home with a point. Her love for them was here, strong, eternal. And no foxes could kill it or steal it away. They might have to go through what she went through to get past their own foxes. But she would be waiting for them on the other side, because in Jesus' world, in God's kingdom, death never has the last word. I want to leave you with these final thoughts. We really, really, really want in our lives a hero who can be like Clint Eastwood. We want that hero to come solve the problem once and for all, with all its finality and predictability. We want God's power in our hands. But you know what? It doesn't work that way. I even served a church where many of my parishioners actually had guns on themselves, to where we actually had to pass a bylaw that there were no guns allowed in the sanctuary. We need to live like Jesus lived. Jesus doesn't need guns. He doesn't need earthly power to win. And neither does the church. In the world we live in, the foxes abound. And the church can be the mother hen of protection, offering refuge and sanctuary to those who are defenseless against the foxes. We keep naming them because kings and princes keep marginalizing their existence. We keep vigil week after week, reminding ourselves that we are here doing God's work for the brokenhearted, the disinherited, the underprivileged, the poor, the prisoner, the destitute, the refugee, the migrant. We keep vigil because the kings and princes keep denying them basic human rights like healthcare, voting, citizenship, and in some instances, rounding them up, putting them on an airplane, and sending them to their deaths when they deny what only a few months ago was a valid asylum claim, a welcoming message to say, no, you can stay here, you're safe. The church needs to stand up and stay true to the body that she is, refusing to run from the foxes, but also damn sure not to become one of them. Who'd have thought all those years ago when we took our baptismal and confirmation vows that where we come to be fed and sheltered in our faith is the same place where we pay it forward to stand firm with those same faith tenets, but applied to our lives and to the folks we encounter, to their very lives. This church community, this is where we grow from chicks to become chickens, giving what we've received, teaching what we've learned, and loving because God loved us first. And let's remember, it's all because a mother hen gave up his life for us. I hope this gives you strength to flop up your feathers and stand before the fox next time that fox appears. Thanks be to God. Amen.